Interestingly, there's a really good illustration of precisely what a martial arts practice, and that's in quotes. I'm arguing that all the arts right now in this moment are going to have to become martial, that is to say, must engage in this struggle. We are being warred on. And so we all have to step up and make a stand for our very existence as fully developing humans, humanity. So we got a good illustration of this in of what a martial arts practice must be to confront global power in the most recent Slingshot, which is our local anarchist newspaper. It sheds light on many of our current themes, having faith in our brothers and sisters, incorporating into planning and strategy the new terms of our engagement with power. And by that I mean the fact that we can communicate instantaneously, that we have the internet, the fact that we can organize a one-day global strike when be almost overnight, when before that would never have been. You know, our good three talked about there being up to now two world revolutions. Well, we are at the moment where we can literally organize a world evolution. It is time for us to move on. 10,000 years of class is more than enough. And the moment we have the means to move on, we have to. That's our responsibility to life. There's no accident that the planet is suffering, the ecosystems, the oceans, our air and water contaminated. This is not by accident that they want us struggling to actually breathe, that we're looking at famines and hunger and droughts aplenty. This is called the wages of not greed, but of hubris beyond the comprehension of most of us. I mean, it's just absolutely not within our ability to grasp, but it has been and is. It exists. So, we all must in this moment become martial artists, and the terms have changed. We have a new terms of engagement with power. The chains are gone. We just haven't been discussing it, so the word hasn't been passed on.